Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Monday. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Time. For those people that are here, you usually know that we do either a live show or a replay with a good friend of ours. His name is Devon. And Devon and I met many, many, many years ago. Before he was even a customer of ours, he called me up and asked a lot of questions about some of the things that we did. And I asked him a whole bunch of questions as well, and we talk a lot, and one thing led to another. And I said, you know, Devon, it'd be really nice for you to have an opportunity to be able to share your views on different things, and whether it's education or nursing or whether it's home health care, whether it's what's going on with the world in general. So I said, you know, let's call it Devon's Input. And that's what we're going to do tonight. So Devon's been more off on the radio show than on because of a couple of different reasons, whether it's technology-driven stuff or the rains in New York or some other things that might have been happening, but we have him here live today at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can catch him if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Devon. So Devon, why don't you bring us up to speed of what you want to talk about today and what's new with you in your world?
How are you doing today, Peter? Thanks for that tremendous introduction. Today's topic on tonight's show, Devon's Input, I'm going to talk about trying to earn a double PhD and trying to look for that special someone, which is matchmaking. You know, a matchmaking service that I've been looking to do for the last over several years now. So first about my PhD. I tried to earn my PhD about 2 years ago, and I've been in PhD program since 2016. What happened is I had a couple of mentors. I had one of the mentors was Dr. Jones, and Dr. Jones, me and him got along so well. You know, I was with Dr. Jones for 2.5 years. He mentored me, he guided me. I was doing so well my capstone project. If you don't know what a capstone project is, it's the same as a dissertation. It just goes by a little different name. We call it the capstone project. A lot of the old traditional name is dissertation. And you'd be working on your thesis. What happened is I was going to Capella University for about 2.5 years, and since 2016 I've been working on my capstone project to try to earn my PhD in strategy and innovation. What happened, I was very close to earning my PhD about 1.5 years ago, and what happened was they gave me a mentor, what happened, Dr. Jones told me he was leaving unsuspectedly. Well, he wasn't really leaving the school. He was getting a higher position, and I understand that. But the mentor they gave me, she was a woman from Barbados, and me and her, we didn't get along at all. And what happened is we didn't see we wasn't on the same playing field. We didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things, and I found out that I wasn't going to be the right mentor for me, and me and Dr. Jones, we discussed it, and I found I was going to leave Capella because after 5 weeks, I decided that this mentor, you know, I knew from the get-go that we weren't going to get along, and, you know, she wanted me to do the whole capstone project all over again, because what I originally wrote in my capstone project, it was all cemented with Dr. Jones. He liked my capstone project, but when you get a different mentor, you can't pick and choose. So I had to go with the new mentor that they gave me. And like I said, we didn't get along. We didn't see eye to eye on the capstone project, on what she said goes, you know. So I decided to withdraw from Capella University. I'm trying to go to a different school now, Grand Canyon University, to get my PhD in business administration with an emphasis and specialization on strategy and innovation. And what happened, I'm supposed to send over my transcript from Capella University to Grand Canyon University. I sent over the unofficial transcripts already, and hopefully they can audit it and vet it and make sure that I have the the classes or the courses or the curriculum I need to transfer credits over to the PhD program. After just sent over my official transcript the next several weeks, I want to start in December. And while you're there's something different in a Grand Canyon University than different than a Capella University. At Capella University, you have to finish your curriculum first, then you start your dissertation or capstone project. At Grand Canyon University, you can start your curriculum and your capstone project slash dissertation at the same time. So you're not really wasting time by doing it. At Capella, it's more lengthier because, like I mentioned, you do your curriculum first, then you do your dissertation, which is very time-consuming. And at Grand Canyon, you can do it simultaneously or concurrently, both at the same time. So that's what's more my speed, you know. And like I said, I'm very excited to go back to school. I know it's going to be challenging. There's going to be a lot of twists and turns. But I'm looking to gear up for the challenge. I'm always ready for a challenge. I have to get my first PhD. And then after that, I'm excited to be a methodologist. You know, a methodologist, you know, is somebody who helps people with their PhDs. And, you know, I was working with several companies already to help me get my first PhD. And, you know, a lot of those companies, like I said, some of them were 4.5 stars, some of them 4.6 stars, you know, out of 5. Some of them, they're pretty good. Some of them, they just want your money and they don't do the work that's necessary for you to get approved. Like I said, each milestone, and I was going to explain something to the audience, each milestone, you know, has to do with a part of your dissertation. What happened is when you get a milestone, it's a part of your dissertation that you have to do. You have to get approved by the committee board. You have to get approved by your mentor. You can't just get your dissertation or your PhD just like that. You have to go through a certain progress or procedure to get approved by your mentor or the committee board. If you don't get approved by each section, then you can't earn your PhD, you know. So that's when you have to get approved. Usually in a capstone project slash dissertation, there's at least 3 different components to it. If you don't get approved from each component, then you can't get your PhD. And if you don't get approved the first time and you don't get approved the second time, then that's it. You can't earn your PhD and you have to start from scratch all over again. So that's, you know, you have to get a chair and stuff like that. What I mean by a chair is there's a chair of the board that directs you and is your mentor. That's another name for a mentor, is your chair. That's, you call them the chair. That's your mentor, and you work with them, and there's other students also. So what happened was when I was at Capella University, my chair, or one of my chairs, was Dr. Jones, and we got along so well. He helped me through the process. He was so calm. He was so understanding of what I had to do to get my PhD. And, you know, I just worked with him, you know, through the process. But what happened, I hit a spiral in a downturn when I found out he was no longer going to stay at or help people with their PhDs or their dissertation. He got a higher position. So he's still at Capella. Hopefully he's still at Capella and doing well, but he got a higher position. And I had to settle for the other lady who was at Capella University, and it just didn't work out between us. It just didn't work out, and I withdrew from the school. So now I'm supposed to go to Grand Canyon University. I'm supposed to be admitted sometime next month. And then they can the most you can transfer is 27 credits over. So I just have to hand in, like I mentioned before, about 5 minutes ago, my official transcripts. And once I do that, I used to go to LIU and Pace University. And all I have to do after that, you know, is wait for the approvals, see how many terms they transfer. And then I'm off and running at Grand Canyon University for my first PhD in business administration. Now, the process, I'm looking at a time management regulation. So I'm looking to finish my first PhD. Since I have transfer credits over and you do it at the same time as your curriculum, I'm looking to finish within 2.5 years. So that's pretty quick, you know, that's pretty quick. So after I finished my first PhD, like I mentioned to you before, about 3 minutes ago, I want to be a methodologist, you know, I want to, and it's good money in that because you can work, you can be a freelancer, you can work with multiple companies, you know. So I know several companies are looking to hire a methodologist who helps people with their dissertation slash capstone project. So, you know, after that, I want to earn my my second PhD, which is a totally different procedure, totally different way of doing things, because then you have to start from square one. That you have to start. You do your curriculum, I think it is, and I'm not too sure, but I have to ask. I just talked to Grand Canyon University today, but I'm not too sure. But you would have to do your curriculum. The 60 credits you have to complete. But I don't know if you can do it at the same time as you're doing your dissertation. So I don't know if you can do it at the same time you're doing your dissertation on your second PhD. So when I said I was going to go to medical school, in my opinion, I think two PhDs are equal to a medical school degree. It's very difficult. And like I said, I think it's more difficult to earn your PhD more than to go to medical school, because in medical school, you know, you're in charge of your own ship, you know. You steer your own ship. In a PhD program, you know, you have other people controlling your destiny for you. Because like I said, if you don't get approved for a certain section, you can't get your PhD. You know, you have to get approved by people. They have to see fit that what you're talking about and what you're writing about makes sense. And that it's one of the topics you can choose. And also, the readers who want to read it, everything is concise, precise, written completely well and completely clear. So your readers, because it's going to be published, you know, your capstone, it's like a mini book. It's your dissertation. It's going to be published so people can read it, you know. So people want to read this. Like I said, I'm also an author, so I know about that stuff. People are actually going to read your books. It's going to be published at the school you go to, and I can also make it my book. So, for example, I'm working on my third book, The Lascivious Lawyer. So after I finish my third book, and let's say I want to write a fourth book after that, my fourth book is going to be named Gangster Town. I can, after I finish my fourth book, I can make my first PhD topic for my dissertation where it's going to be published. I can turn that into a book, and I can sell that in stores, you know, so I can also make that out of one of my primary books. And my second PhD, I can make that a book also. So I can write at least six books and three books in the next 4 or 5 years or so. So that's something good for me. So I think it'd be a pleasure to go to Grand Canyon University. I don't know that much about the school. I know it's located in Arizona, and you know, I have to do some more research about the school, but, you know, I think it's a pretty good school, and it's a school that I chose because they accept my transfer credits. At least, hopefully, they accept all 27 transfer credits that I get, you know. So, you know, it's just that I think it's, you know, rather to be a lawyer, I know I wanted to go to law school and stuff like that, and I wanted to be a lawyer, I wanted to go to medical school, I wanted to do so many things, but I just feel, this is my final decision, I just feel that, you know, with the things that's going on in the world, that getting my double PhD and working remotely is the best thing for me and the best situation for me as a person, you know. Being a lawyer, you'd have to go to court, or you can be a consultant. You don't really have to be a defense attorney or a prosecution or be a litigator. You can probably work at home or work remotely, you know, so you don't have to really do anything outside of the home. You can be a consultant. You can help people with their cases remotely. You know, you can be an advisor. So there's other ways to do things rather than just going to court and physically be in the courtroom. So Peter, I want to take a break right now. We can go into some more topics like a matchmaking. And if Peter want to take a break right now, let me know.
Yep, you got it. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Devon's input, and he's been talking about getting a double PhD. And Devon, I have a question for you. It's been a long time since I've been in college, so it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But I remember, I thought the path for a PhD was first you had to get your four-year degree, and that was like a BA or I guess a BS, and then you get your master's, which would usually be 2 or 3 years later, and then it would take you another 2 or 3 years before you got a PhD. And is that the path more or less that you're still following?
Correct. No, but the thing is, Peter, I got my bachelor's degree in 2015, Bachelor in Science and Human Resource Management. I got my my master's degree in Business Administration at Capella University in 2018 in Global Operations Supply Chain Management. And I was supposed to get my PhD, but like I mentioned, so I have my master. I got my master's since 2018.
Okay.
So what
got
happened
it.
Is... Yeah, correct. I got my master's in 2018. So what happened is I was very close, like I mentioned before, getting my PhD, but the mentor I had, you know, I was about 90% finished with my PhD, but they gave me a mentor. I was in the third phase. I was in the final phase of getting approved, and they gave me a mentor that we just didn't get along. It's nothing there. It was nothing there that, you know, show that we could coexist on the topic of the dissertation. So I withdrew from the school, you know. So like I said, that was that, you know. So moving on, Peter, I want to talk a little bit about before I talk about the matchmaking, sir, I want to talk about maybe the next 2 or 3 minutes about these headaches that I get. A couple of reasons why I didn't do this show in the last month and a half is because I get these headaches sometimes. And, you know, the neurologist told me a year and a half ago that, you know, I suffer from intense headaches. They're a little bit more placated than migraine headaches. So when I get these headaches, it's not a good feeling, and that's the only thing I suffer from. I no longer suffer from the other disabilities, as you know, as I mentioned before on a previous show, the last, I'd say 3 months or so, I don't suffer from any sickness or illness anymore. The only thing I suffer from these headaches, you know, and these headaches is not a good feeling when I get these headaches, you know. It really bothers me. It's not a nice feeling when you know when you're trying to do your schoolwork or you're trying to go to work or you're just trying to relax, have a little R&R, rest and relaxation, and you have to deal with these headaches. You know, it's not good. You know, it's not good. Like I said, my mother died of a brain aneurysm. So, and what happened was, when she got the brain aneurysm, I was in her room in Queens, and my ex sister-in-law used to live with her, and I got a call from my ex sister-in-law that my mother's in the hospital. So I was in her room at the time in Queens, and she was living in Brooklyn. So when I got the call, I found out that you know, something is not right, because she was admitted to the hospital overnight and she wasn't released yet. So I got the call and my brother came down and he was worried so much. I was worried also. And then we find out, I saw my mother unconscious in a comatose state, and the doctor told me that it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. And I was in so much shock that, you know, I couldn't believe it. And January 14, 2012, she died of a brain aneurysm. And, you know, it really touched me so much, you know, that I'm trying to be careful. And then a year later, I started getting headaches. So it could be genetics. It could be genetics. I started getting these headaches. And, you know, it's nothing to play with, because once this pressure applied to the brain and those blood vessels burst in your head, it's not much you can do after that, and blood starts leaking out. There's not so much you can do after that. It's pressure to the brain with, I don't know, you could fall, you could hit your head. You know, it's pressure to the brain. And, you know, I just feel that, you know, I know people die. I was reading and researching people with brain aneurysms, and that's very common, you know. Thousands of people are diagnosed each year with a brain aneurysm, and it can come just like that, you know. So you don't have to do anything. It's just that it's pressure to the brain. I know people who don't hit their head, who don't fall down, who never been in an accident. It's just that extra stress and pressure they may not realize they are having, and it all culminates with, you know, the blood leaking out and the blood vessels bursting in the head, in the brain. And, you know, from that point on, there's nothing much you can do. So I'm trying to alleviate these headaches that I get, you know, by getting my injection once a month. So, but let's change gears right now. Let's go into the matchmaking for the next 7 minutes. I try to see what I can do to meet somebody. You know, I meet people, beautiful women, every single day. You know, I try to make conversation with them, but 98% of them are either married, or they're seeing somebody else, or they're not interested in dating, or they're a lesbian, or they have a kid by another person, or they're just, you know, I don't know, they just seem that they're just not interested in me or other men, you know. So I'm trying to join a matchmaking service. I tried several of them, and what happened is there was one that I like a lot called Keller's International, but, you know, they told me the price of that was $50,000, you know, and jeez. I was thinking to myself, well, that's not that bad, because I know that matchmakers cost that much. You know, I know matchmakers cost that much, because matchmaking services cost tens of thousands and thousands of dollars, if people don't know. Matchmaking service is not cheap, you know. But then the young lady, I don't want to mention her name, but she told me if I want to go national and get the CEO package, it costs $150,000. Now, I'm thinking to myself, that's way too much money. Even if I was a millionaire, I wouldn't have paid $150,000 to date or to apply to no dating service. That's way too much money. I'm looking for something. My price range is about maybe the most, probably $30,000 or so. So, but I was thinking to myself, the more money you pay for your to meet somebody, is the better chance you have of meeting somebody, because I'm looking for quality. Sometimes in life, quality wins over, you know. You get the quality, you pay more money, you know. You get a bang for your buck, you know. So like I said, it's just that I'm trying to meet somebody. I like blonde women. I like blonde women. You know, I'm 46 now, so I'm looking at to get married and have children. It's never too late. I'm looking to meet somebody who is probably 6 feet one, 6 feet three, something like that, 6 feet one, 6 feet three, weighing 250 pounds. I like them very voluptuous. I like them plus size. I like plus size women, you know. maybe 42, 38, 55 or 56, you know, something like that, you know. I love Caucasian women. They come first. Caucasian women come first. Then come Spanish women, then come Arab women, then come Oriental women, you know. So that's the women that I like, you know. I love somebody who wants to have children, who wants to spend their life with me, somebody who's looking for a serious relationship, somebody who's kind, who's gentle, who's family-oriented, somebody who's considerate, loving, somebody who, you know, just wants to be with me, and, you know, and it will be about my side no matter what. Somebody who's not going to be somebody who's, you know, have second thoughts about some getting married, or somebody who wants to spend the rest of life with me, you know, who some people may call it their soulmate, you know, or the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. That's what I'm looking for, you know. I'm looking for somebody who's, you know, like maybe 20 years my junior, you know, so that's what I'm looking for. You know, I'm not looking for somebody who's 40 years old or who's 43 or somebody who's older than me, who's somebody who's 57 or something like that, because first of all, they can't have your children because they're too old. Second of all, they're probably not attracted at that age anyway. And I'm looking for somebody who's very pretty, you know, probably very pretty, you know, somebody who's a, like I said, I mentioned before, who wants a serious relationship, somebody who's looking, somebody who's I'm compatible with, somebody with this chemistry with, you know. So I'm not looking for somebody who's conspicuous or show vanity. I'm looking for somebody who's soft-spoken. I'm looking for somebody who, we can be on the same page, you know, all the time. Somebody, you know, I'm not looking for a yes person. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for a yes person. I'm looking for everything. I have to agree on something. They have to agree on the same thing. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for somebody who has their own mind, who has their own opinion, but yet I'm looking for somebody who also can relate to or identify the things I want in life also, the things that I have opinions about, the things that I have needs for and wants for also. So, you know, in a relationship, it's 50-50. You know, in a relationship, there's a 50-50. It's not 80-20. It's not 70-30. It's not 60-40. It's 50-50 in my opinion. So I'm looking for somebody who we can, like I said, somebody we can get along for the rest of our lives. Somebody I want to have at least 4 or 5 children, you know. You know, like I said, I'm not looking for any... like I said, me personally, I don't like, I told Peter I wouldn't say this on the show, but I told Peter I don't prefer black women. That's not my preference. I'm not a proponent for black women or, like I said, or biracial women, but I don't want to be prejudiced, but that's not my, trust me, Peter, that's not my cup of tea. That's not my forte at all. That's not my forte at all, Peter. So like I said, to close the show, Peter, you know, I'm looking for a double PhD. It may take some years, but like I said, I'm looking forward to the challenge. I'm looking forward to competing with other students to probably get my first PhD in the next maybe 2.5 years or so. That's the time frame I'm looking at. And my second PhD, I'm looking to earn that probably 3.5 to 4 years later, because you have to do a curriculum and you have to earn 60 credits. And second of all, what I talk about in my on my show about the brain aneurysm, hopefully that, you know, hopefully they have a cure for that. I don't know if they're going to have a cure. Hopefully, like I said, I could be dead long before they find a cure for it, but hopefully, you know, my mother's sake, they find a cure for people who have brain aneurysms and people who have brain hemorrhages. You know, hopefully there's a cure for it. Third of all, what I just talked about, hopefully I can meet that special someone real soon. And to close out the show, it was nice to get a kind of sense. This is my second show in 3 weeks, so like I say, it's a good I'm kind of ambiance I'm having, atmosphere I'm having with my audience. You know, hopefully we can get into a more of a consistent basis with my audience. And thank you so much, Peter. It was nice talking to you once again. Like I said, I've talked to Peter all the time. So, like I said, and I'm going to close the show on that note.
Excellent. Okay, good. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Devon.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.